get that nice line drive to right field.
So that'll probably make a change. And here's a pop-up. And this should be playable. And Ortman goes after it and dives and cannot get to it.
Yeah, Alex Ortman did everything he could. Tough play for a catcher to cover that much ground.
Yep. And Carson Moore was almost there.
Yeah, that's a long way to go out of a crouch for Alex Ortman. But he dove. He almost did it. And that's an out you'd like to have.
Yeah, anytime you get a foul pop-up in this situation, that's big. Couldn't get it, though. Here's a pitch, strike two. So Adams now with the left-handed batter.
Maybe that straightens him out.
Goes 0-2. Got one out, bases loaded for the Cubs. They can take a lead with a run here. And Blix will pop up the next one, and that'll get out of play, straight behind the home plate.
2-2 ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. Escanaba with one run in to tie it, and the Vikings facing a bases-loaded jam with one out. Business has picked up.
0-2 on Blix. Here's a fastball. Blix will pop this one up and see if it gets fouled.
That's another ball that...
Riktig looked like he was wearing dark glasses because he couldn't see.
Yeah, those are two foul balls, Coach, that the Vikings had a play on, I believe, and we don't have an out from it. So Blix is living on borrowed time here. We'll see if he makes Norway pay for it.
I'm not sure if the sun didn't affect that one. So here's Adams now, still 0-2 on Blix. And here's a bouncer. And
you got to go grab that.
That'll go foul.
Yeah, you got to go grab that.
Yeah, that would mean you'd have to hustle in and get her. So Moore watches it go foul down the first baseline.
Yeah, you.
0-2.
Anytime you got a play there where you may not have much of a play and it's foul, you got to go pick that thing up. You never know where it's going to bounce. So
bases loaded, one out. Here's the 0-2 pitch, a breaking ball, and Blix gets a piece of it. It's a pretty effective pitch. He was way out in front of it.
Got him out in front.
Yep.
Duder right now, if we look at the Norway defense, he is not in position to turn a double play.
Nope.
Right? So you got your corners up. Typically you play middle-middle, right, for the double play. And he's not close to second base. He just hit him.
And Adams hits the batter, Blix, and that'll drive in the go-ahead run for the Cubs. And it's Adrian Mercer crossing the plate.
Gets hit by the pitch.
So this inning's gone sideways as we have an error, a couple walks, a couple hit batters, probably some foul balls that we felt like should have had a play on, and that's going to extend the inning. So if you're the Vikings, you're probably looking at having to get 4, 5, 6 outs this inning instead of the normal 3, and that's never a good sign for a defense.
Matt Caven, the next batter for the Cubs, and he'll pop it up to right field. It's going to drop in front of McClain. That'll bring in at least
got
one. And I think they got him at second base. Yep, Blix was holding up, not knowing whether the right fielder McClain was going to make the play. And smartly, McClain takes it on one bounce and fires to second base and gets the force out.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot that Carson could do there, probably playing a little too deep, but he came up firing, so they do get an out, but 4-2 now. Escanaba Cubs have plated.
Sorry, the next batter is number 3.
3 runs in this inning.
Jacob Molesky.
And Jacob Molesky is entering the ballgame here for Turchin.
Yep.
Maybe just pinch hitting.
First pitch from Adams up high, ball one. Runner did not go from first. First and third, two outs.
It's interesting.
Fastball over for a strike and a swing and a miss. Evens the count, 1-1.
Nobody really close either to cover second on a steal.
Must be a gentleman's agreement. 1-2, as the next pitch is fouled away by Molesky.
Well, if you're the Escanaba Cubs, you got the bases loaded in this inning. They didn't waste any time, right? They put 3 runs up on the board, and
Adams' next pitch is a strike, and that's going to end the inning. But the Cubs get three, and they take the lead 4-2 after four and a half innings here in Norway. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning in 60 seconds.
Scoop up happiness at Jim's Dairy Cream in Escanaba, where time-honored flavors and a nostalgic atmosphere come together to create a truly unforgettable experience. Every bite of their creamy soft serve is like a trip down memory lane, where you enjoy a variety of flavors, sundaes, smoothies, and other delightful cold treats. Jim's Dairy Cream is dedicated to bringing joy and deliciousness to you 7 days a week from noon until 10 p.m. If you're not able to stop in, smile as you go by.
Transform your patio with a stylish awning from Butch's Carpet Center Escanaba. As your exclusive Sunsetter awning dealer, they're shading you in style. Sunsetter awnings offer effortless opening and closing, keep your space cooler and your bills lower. They also provide personalized service on flooring, Hunter Douglas blinds, cabinets, and countertops. Stop by, see the friendly staff today. Conveniently located off Highway 2 across from Bay College.
I hope they have another catcher.
So, pitching change for the Cubs as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Erickson catches.
And out on the mound, Nick Chu for the Cubs. First batter up for Norway will be Kolbacek.
Two for two, Kolbacek, and pretty much wearing out right over the third baseman's head. That's what he does, and if you're the Norway Vikings, you want to see that again. You need base runners.
Chu, the left-handy, you'll go out and see what he can do against this Viking roster. We'll see how much the left side of the infield has been paying attention to Kolbacek. See if they make any adjustments.
Well, they've knocked on the door, Coach. Two straight innings. Yep. They've had the bases loaded and
can't come up with a hit.
Go for it. Yep. You got to keep knocking on that door, right?
So Bacek to lead it off for the Vikings here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Chu's ready to go. First pitch in for a strike. Gardner over at third playing on the grass. Takes a step back. One strike on Bacek. 1-1 as the next pitch goes outside.
Lefty on lefty.
Yep. And a breaking ball that is hit by Bacek to Mercier on one hop, and he fires over to first.
Your next batter,
that was well struck, but it was right at Mercier.
But it was toward short, right?
Yep.
Cole usually stays another way, but hitting the ball well, and it's up to Mason Rigtig now as we've got Rigtig and Cazola to follow Bacek.
One down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Strike called on the first pitch. Rigtig didn't like it because it was up around his shoulders, but nonetheless, makes the count 0-1. Next pitch is fouled away by Rigtig.
And if you're from the Norway area, you're not mishearing something. We're not making a mistake. It is Mason Rigtig, Niagara Badger, Niagara Legion, on loan to the Norway Vikings tonight so they could play this game.
And the pitch from Chu is down low. 1-2. Chu shaking off a couple of signs. And another fastball in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2.
Mason is 0-for-1, reached on an error, scored a run, and has a walk in this game.
Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a breaking pitch that kind of was about to nibble at the corner, but just didn't quite get there. So that makes it a full count on Richtig.
Well, he worked it full. Let's see if he can win the battle here.
Now, Chu wins the battle as he blows the fastball by a swinging Richtig. He was on top of it and missed it.
And as we commented in between innings, that goes down as only the third overall strikeout of this ball game, which is, you know, I wouldn't say normal, right? But a lot
That's
of baseballs
low.
In play. Yep. That is a low number.
Here's Cazola. And he'll hit one off the handle, a slow roller to second base. And it's picked up and underhanded to first base.
That'll end the inning. Norway goes down. 1-2-3. Norway
by Rimkos, and that'll end the fifth inning. And after five, it's Escanaba 4 and Norway 2. We'll be back with the top of the sixth inning right after this.
Have you given your home's roofing system the attention it deserves? Call Oakler Roofing for knowledgeable, professional service since 1969. Awarded Best Roofing Company 13 years by the community is a testament to the commitment of quality, honest, and expert tradesmen you can expect. Oakler Roofing is proud to offer an exclusive selection of lifetime roofing systems that are truly one of a kind. Call 906-774-7441 or visit oaklerroofing.com.
When you purchase a new home, consider using your VA benefit with no down payment requirements. I'm Debbie Crandall. I invite you to talk to a mortgage lender at First Bank in Iron Mountain or Kingsford to talk about how a VA loan may be the right fit for you. We thank you for your service. Contact a First Bank mortgage lender or apply online at first-bank.com.
Voted Best Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
First Bank, where it's all about people.
Randy Van Gass along with Tony Adams here at Mike Molly Field in Norway. And actually, both teams have been living dangerous. We've seen a number of situations here for both the Cubs and the Vikings with bases loaded. And the Cubs are able to take advantage of that last inning, notching three runs. Kind of a rocky inning for the Vikings.
Well, you had two walks, two hit by batter, right? Two hit by pitch, excuse me. They only had the one base hit, but that's all it takes, right, when you're giving away freebies and three runs up on the board. So that's the deficit for the Vikings. And Chu, the nine-hitter, is basically another leadoff hitter, although he is 0-for-2 today. We'll see what happens here.
Here's Adams. He squares the bunt and quickly bails as Adams throws a fastball inside. Because I'm a young man. I'm getting out of the way. One ball. Next pitch is a strike, outside corner. Adams throws with pretty good velocity. 1-1 on Chu. Next pitch, it hit something. I think that was Ortman's glove as it was inside and Chu was bailing. We'll call it his glove. It wasn't the bat, so it must have been his glove. Breaking pitch, 3-1. On Chu.
Not a kid you want to put on. Make him earn it.
And here's a shot, and that'll go between first and second into the outfield for a base hit by Chu.
Well, Duder had no chance at that, and he's playing really shallow, right, with a lefty up, and Chu can swing a bat, and he's playing so shallow that he had no angle to that ball.
And Richtig, not probably the most mobile first baseman over there.
Because we've seen those kind of baseballs get eaten up, and Jacob didn't have a chance there by where he was positioned.
War now comes in on the grass, first pitch to Cloutier. Cloutier is high inside, ball one.
Yeah, I mean, with where they are with a two-run lead, a tournament game, you're definitely thinking bunt.
Next pitch is a strike. Even count, 1-1.
Doesn't look like they're doing that here.
No, runner at first, 1-1.
But I guarantee you, if this is a zone semifinal with a 4-2 lead off on, you're bunting him over.
No outs. Next pitch, and he squared the bunt, or at least let the bat go as if he was going to, but the pitch is high. 2-1. And here's the bunt down the first baseline, and it's going to sit right there. And the throw by Adams can't be handled by Richtig, and it goes toward right field. And that'll put runners at second and third. A hesitation there by Adams. Wasn't quite sure whether it was going to stay fair or foul.
Your next batter, number 8, Eli Gardner.
The question becomes, and apparently he was okay, was the runner in the running lane?
Right, because that ball, you wonder if he was trying to throw it over him. That's why the lane is there.
Yep.
And I think we're going to potentially get a pitching change here as the Vikings have put themselves in a bind again this inning. And to explain what you're saying is there's a double line at first, right? So you want to be to the right of that line, the ball on the line. Obviously, if the runner is on the inside line, pretty hard, right? You got to throw it inside.
Right.
Bryce went over the top, put it into right field, and Vikings are in a bind for sure.
Yeah, that running lane starts at 45 feet, which is halfway to first base. And on a play like that, as you said, he has to be on the line or to the right of the line so he does not interfere with the throw to first base. Now, we also know the umpire behind the plate, and he's knowledgeable enough that if that were the situation, he would have called it.
Yeah, because we've seen it.
Yep.
We've seen it over the years where runner has been ruled out for not being in that, right? A lot of times, you know, kids want to be inside that line and not where you're supposed to be. So Eli Gardner is going to bat, and Eli Gardner is one for one with a two-run scored. He has a sacrifice fly and hit by a pitch.
Perfect setup for a suicide
squeeze. It is. I absolutely agree.
No outs. You got a man at second and third. And the right-handed Gardner at the plate.
And he knows what to
do. And here's a pitch, and it's a strike. No sign from Gardner that he was thinking of bunting.
Doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Yep. Like to go on the second. And here's a fly ball hit toward right field. It'll go out of play. And that makes the count 0-2. Not much of a lead down there at third.
No, surprisingly. Because he's not being held.
Nope. And here's a weak line drive to third base. It's grabbed by Moore, who quickly retreats back to third and won't make it in time to make it a double play. But that's two outs.
That's one out. Breaking ball, got him on his front foot, and then the handle, little weak liner to third. So
one out. Here's Adams' pitch, breaking pitch in the dirt, gloved by Ortman, who's done a pretty good job behind the plate.
Yeah, he's had to work back there, that's for sure.
Next pitch is outside. Makes the count 2-0. There is room for him on the base.
Yeah, to get to LaChance.
Why not?
LaChance.
The breaking pitch to Mercier, in for a strike. Makes the count 2-1. One out, runners at second and third. Escanaba on top 4-2. Here's Adams' pitch, fastball, and outside. 3-1.
Well, you're going to have to pick your poison here, Coach. You're going to have to put it over the plate to Mercier, or you're going to have to put it over the plate to Bon LaChance, right?
Yep. Mercier, 3-1. Green light him. Breaking pitch in for a strike. Mercier looked at it.
3-1 breaking ball.
Yeah.
I like it.
A little bit of confidence. Got to work on that body language on the mound, though. Full count.
You could go back to it.
Second and third. Fastball high, and that'll put Mercier at first. Load the bases for the Cubs. with one out, and up comes Bon LaChance.
Your next batter, number 6, Bon LaChance.
Yeah,
looks like Alex Ortman's going to pitch.
Yeah, he's headed to the dugout, and we'll see. After this pitching change, we'll see what happens behind the plate. It looks like Erickson will be putting on the equipment.
Maybe it wasn't in his contract.
I'll tell you what. Last thing I want to do is in the sixth inning of a ball game where it's 80 degrees, is to take the equipment that somebody else has been wearing and put that on.
Right.
But, hey, that's the nature of the game.
Right.
So we're going to take a break right here as the Vikings will make a pitching change at the top of the sixth inning. And Escanaba on top of Norway 4-2. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
When people are looking for durable,